one of the things is that we're going to be able to stream live town meetings from all over the two counties, which is really exciting, I think, for residents who can't get to those meetings.
For one reason or another,
It'll help a lot with the with transparency of what's going on.
When you stream, can you also get it on your computer?
Yeah.
Because that could actually be downloaded.
Exactly, the full archives will be online.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, hi there.
And Gaslin.
I just want to find out about the new radio.
Great, yes. We're hoping to be on the FM dial at the end of September, but it's online right now. But we have the license from the FCC.
Hey, cool.
And the final fundraising for the equipment. So.
Hey, good.
And we'll have studios in Catskill, Caro, and Hudson.
So what's happening?
We're going to have two meetings in August where the public's going to be invited to come make decisions about
share
what the programming
with them.
So we'll be kind of scoring the applications that have come in.
It's a pleasure to be here in Athens for the Athens Street Festival. It's a wonderful day. The weather is cooperating, and there's a good crowd here. And it's a wonderful place to be.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Do you know what sound a dinosaur makes? What's that? Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you, honey. That's why I was going to have you do it. All right, here we go for my big buddy David, one ferocious green dinosaur. Do you have a pet dinosaur, David? Yeah, I wanted a pet dinosaur when I was a kid, but my mommy said I couldn't have one because her eggs stink. It's all right, I'll do the jokes again slowly for some of you. There you go, my love. And how about a Mr. Twisty color collectible trading card? How about for you there, big guy? A blue dinosaur. You got it. Very kind. One blue dinosaur. You guys going to hang out? All right.
Hey, you're tall, dude. How did you get to be so tall?
And what's your name, sir? Awesome Austin. And how old are you, Awesome Austin?
11.
Cool. When do you turn 10? When do you turn 10? Probably on your birthday, right? You know what's cool about birthdays, Austin? I was actually born on my birthday. How about you? Not too sure. I'll give you a chance to think about it. All right. Are these your bodyguards? All right. Here we go for my buddy, Awesome Austin. And what would you like, sir? A hat, absolutely, one hat. What's your name, buddy? What is it? Bobby.
Hello?
One hat for my buddy, Bobby. Dude, look at
him. My name's Pat Whiteman.
Okay.
And I'm the treasurer for the Street Festival Committee. And it's a pleasure. We work all year round. But the best part of the activity is that we get lots of people to come to Athens and have a good time, and it makes a fun day. And even though it rained today in the morning, it's lightened up, and we proceeded. We give a hat parade. We have a lot of activities and things that don't cost anything. We have three stages that we don't charge. We don't charge to come into the festival at all. And we hope that families have a good time and enjoy themselves. And it's a fun day.
Great. This is the 36th festival.
36th year. Our committee's done it for about, I've done it for about 6 years, and my chairman, Herbie's done it for about 12. And we have a really good crew that does it. We raise, I'm on a lot of other committees for other things, and we've raised a tremendous amount of money. We have a super bunch of workers. We did 121 ads. We picked up two new sponsors. Two of our other sponsors moved up from silver to gold. And even in this economy, it's amazing.
Yeah, how much and despite we've made. The weather, this seems like a great turnout.
And we had 200 vendors sign up, and of course, they all didn't come today. Some of them turned away because of the rain, but we still got a good showing of vendors.
And then what happens with the money you're raising?
We turn it back into the next festival for next year. We work right away, and our vendors, you know, they come year after year, and which is a good thing. They support it, and we try to, like I said, we try to keep things inexpensive. We don't tell the vendors what to charge, but we also give for non-for-profit groups. We give them a booth free of charge if they want to do a raffle or training or anything like that.
Right.
And this year, this is our second year, and we've increased our demo area where we have some. We have a fencing exhibit. We have a tastefully simple person showing the food that she sells. We have
there's karate.
Mm-hmm. And we have the canine unit from the sheriff's department give a demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to broaden the festival every year.
That's
make
great.
Some changes and, you know, encourage it. And then we have our old standbys, the Lighthouse Committee. We don't charge them for their area, and they've come here and had the boats come out, and they take them out to the lighthouse, and one of the original members that lived out there gives a talk about living out on the lighthouse.
Emily.
Yes, Emily. So it's really, you know, a unique thing.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit of everything for everybody at the Athens Street Festival.
Do you have a favorite memory or a favorite occasion from the street festival?
I think it's the hat parades. We do workshops in advance for the hat parades, and see the creativity and the kids making the hats and just participating. And some of the kids are just so thrilled to be the stars of a parade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's great. Today we gave prizes, and every kid that participated got an ice cream cone coupon to get an ice cream at Stewart's.
Oh, I saw one kid had a hat. It was, I think, taller than the kid.
Yes, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, I won't deny that, but just to watch everybody have a good time and know that, you know, you can have a simple day every once in a while where you have fun and you can forget your worries and just enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
And it makes it nice. So it's well worth our work.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
What's your name?
Aiden.
And what do you like most about the street festival?
I think it's cool because you get to meet new people and, like, walk around and buy stuff. It's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been coming here since I was, like, forever. I've lived here forever. I've been coming here for my whole life.
Wow. So you're a very experienced street festival goer. Yes. How about you?
My name's Julius Dubon, and I've been going here since I was, like, 5, since I moved here from Denmark.
Wow. What's your favorite thing about the street festival?
Personally, the Moltari's, like, sausage and sausage stand down there. It's really, really good.
Cool. All right, thanks, you guys.
Awesome. They're, like, the last booth on the right.
Okay.
And you can just, like, enter, and you buy things, like, they have, like, I bought this thing.
It's like, oh, dude,
stop. It's like a fake cigarette, like stuff puffs out of it and stuff. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, different cool things down there.
Like little
whole bunch of things that make noise and, like, you don't even.
So you can, like.
Do they sell those marshmallow blow guns?
Did
you ever see those? It's like this thing. It's like this tube, and you blow, and it shoots marshmallows
like mini
bullets.
Marshmallows.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get, like, a pressurized air tank and hook it up to one of those things and be like, oh.
Or just put marshmallows. Like, I'd melt marshmallows into those caps of paintball guns.
Yeah. My next art project is when I paint the next time I paint my room, I'm going to get over one of my friends with paintball guns. And with different color paintballs, we're just going to shoot the walls on rapid fire.
Excellent. I like that. I want to see that.
Come by and videotape.
All right, when you hear the bell, shoot the clown in the mouth first. When a pop or blow up, wins a prize. Get ready to get set.
Shoot it.
Squeeze that finger, buddy. Oh, boy. Here we go. We got a winner. Did it.
Okay, so.
She originated and graduated from Coxsackie, Athens. She went to Marymount down in the city and then proceeded with her music career. This is the second album, actually, that they've worked on. They're down in Manhattan now. They've come up to do the show here. They came up this afternoon on the bus. All the music that she has on her albums are all written by her, produced by her. They're out in the market.
Yeah,
she
great.
Does have her website. She does have music free to download on the website. More information of what's coming up.
Okay. MichelleHotelling.com. Great, let's take a listen.
Memory washes you clean, you'll go.
Now, this is actually a Stevie Nicks tune.
Yes. I have her other album in the car. Let me grab it for you, and you guys can take it
back
to the
station.
But
now, what was the story with Stevie Nicks?
That was her inspiration as she was growing up. She was inspired by her music. She actually had the opportunity to meet her and go into her dressing room and get a chance to talk to her. It was quite a neat experience. It gave her a little bit more excitement into going.
Where was that?
She was out on Long Island performing when she saw her. It's a few years ago.
So, nice. Thanks.
Let me grab the other album for you. Okay.
By the river, it's about 10 degrees cooler over here.
Looks like I'm humble.
With a little love and some tenderness, you walk upon the water.
Blow them up in water like this. Then you put your plants in them. You cut flowers, plants. You can add a scent to them. Potpourri scent. So as they shrink down, they let out the scent.
Well, I'm Herman Reinhold. I grew up in Coxsackie. And 3 years ago, when I moved back to the area to Athens, my wife's cousin, Herbie Blazewicz, asked if I would help out with the street festival committee. I said, sure. And then shortly after that, I was elected village trustee, and I became the liaison from the village board to the street festival committee. So I know I've been involved at least 3 years. Before that, I would come from time to time if I was in the area over the summer. And that's kind of a special thing. You'll see a lot of reunions here. People run into people they went to school with or grew up with or neighbors or friends from the past. So you'll see a lot of reunions in the street. I haven't seen you. Where you been? I'm living in Arizona or Texas or...
Guy here from Minnesota is telling us that he was with his mother. He just came back from Colorado.
Yeah, you'll see reunions. It's kind of a fun event. It's kind of a special event. And Herbie Blazewicz has got a lot of spirit. He has this idea that it should be a fun, free family day. If you wanted to bring a picnic and sit in the park and have a picnic with your family and bring a cooler of lemonade or sandwich, you could do that. If you wanted to participate and buy something from the vendors, you can do that. There's all the typical fun fair foods, fried dough, sausage and peppers.
Blooming onions.
And there's, of course, beer at the Fireman's. But our restaurants are Cameo's, the Riverside, and the Stewart House right here are all showing off their foods. I think the Fire Smoke and Fire Grill is down here in the park, and they're showing off their foods.
Excellent barbecue.
The Brew Pub, up the street here, they're waiting for their license, but they're giving tours and showing people their brew pubs. So it's really a plus to show people the local businesses, to get people to come to Athens. I hope that people that have come here maybe for the first or second time to the street festival, we'll come back later and enjoy the restaurants again during the year.
Yeah.
So it's a fun family day. And it's just a blast. Now, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of volunteers that work for months behind the scenes to do things and put it together. And they're all volunteers. There are a few people, like we need to have some people pick up trash and do things. We do hire some people during the day. It was a little bit of an expense to the village and the sheriffs and the state police. The police are out there helping us here, but it's in a lot of ways our public relations or our public affairs event for the village every year. It was kind of interesting because our ads usually say rain date Sunday. Now, we've had good luck in the past. They tell me that we haven't had to use that. And some of the vendors were wanting it to be canceled today, and they were talking to Herbie Blazewicz and saying cancel. I said, no, the weather report is going to blow over. And you know, in the summer, we do get those summer showers. Those summer storms that come in and may rain for 15 or 20 minutes, the rest of the day can be beautiful. And so we had some of that this morning. It was kind of heavy this morning, and you can see up the street there are a few vacant spots. Some vendors did not come. I don't think early on we had the same numbers of people we had in previous years, but it's been a good day.
Still a good turnout, I'd say, yeah.
It's a good day.
And still more to come with the fireworks tonight.
We are in the middle of some of the bands at our main stage. Now, the bands up the street, and those stages end up earlier, of course, but they're probably in the middle of our bands. And Ernie Williams is a blues man from Albany. I think he's in his 70s. He's got a great local following. He's played here, I know, at least once or twice before, and he's our headliner. So should be a good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Great. Thanks, Herman.
Okay,
that was excellent.
Anytime. Have a good day.
All right.